From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Breidenbach. The polls are open today for Columbia residents to elect the next mayor. Skip Walter and Brian Treese are running for the office after current mayor Bob McDavid decided not to run. Both candidates are very active in the city. Columbia resident Jackie Castile likes how engaged Treese is in the community.
I have had many good interactions at community fundraisers, at events out around town with Brian Treese, and at a lot of gatherings that were meant a lot to me.
Columbia residents are also voting for 3rd Ward and 4th Ward City Council and 2 out of 5 school board positions. Boone County Clerk Wendy Noren said about 6,400 people have been to the polls this morning. The mayor's task force on pedestrian safety proposed multiple changes to traffic regulations in its final report at Monday's City Council meeting. Council praised the work of the task force for its efforts to reduce traffic-related fatalities and serious injuries in Columbia. The task force recommended a plan called Vision Zero that aims to eliminate pedestrian-related accidents and has been adopted in cities across the country. Council member Carl Scala had a personal experience being struck by a car and appreciates the importance of accident prevention.
I wholeheartedly support the idea of public health when it comes to prevention being not only the least expensive, but the most in terms of preserving the safety of pedestrians.
City Council will now consider the task force's recommendations, including lowering the speed limit and prohibiting cell phone use while driving. A University of Missouri professor was honored today as part of this year's $50,000 Kemper Fellowships program, which awards staff for teaching excellence. KBIA's Patrick Comerford has more.
Journalism professor and associate dean for graduate studies, Dr. Ernest Perry, was the first of 5 to receive the $10,000 cash award this week and was surprised in a meeting today by Interim Chancellor Hank Foley and Commerce Bank Chairman Jim Schatz. Associate Dean for Undergraduate Studies at MU, Professor Linda Kraxberger, said Perry's contributions to the school have been significant.
He was on the committee that brought the cross-cultural journalism class to the University of Missouri, and we were the first journalism school in the country to have a cross-cultural journalism course as a required part of our undergraduate curriculum.
Perry said that many people have contributed to the current curriculum.
My role is just a small part of that, and I'm really appreciative of the faculty, of the staff and everyone here, because I would not be successful if it wasn't for them.
KBIA News, Patrick Comerford.
An attorney for Planned Parenthood says the Missouri Senate demanded a broad array of documents without giving the group a way to negotiate a more narrow agreement. Chuck Hatfield told a Senate panel the organization is open to releasing records lawmakers subpoenaed in November. But he said parts of the subpoena have nothing to do with the Senate's investigation into fetal tissue donation, and there should be an open process for challenging it. Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer said that argument is a stall tactic because lawmakers are discussing how to resolve the dispute now. Voters take to the polls today to voice their opinion on a potential bond and tax levy increase for Columbia Public Schools. The $30 million bond issue on the ballot will pay the cost for constructing a new middle school as well as remodeling and repairing 2 elementary schools. The plan is to expand kitchen cafeterias and athletic facilities. Columbia resident Jackie Castile wasn't too thrilled about the bond as she left the polls this morning.
Our school having money for the programs, for the teachers, for everyday things, that being more important to me than building a shiny new school or a new cafeteria.
Increasing the tax levy by 65 cents would provide support for an increasing student enrollment and maintain current school programs. Boone County Clerk Wendy Noren said about 6,400 people have been to the polls this morning. A Colorado couple has been rescued after falling about 20 feet off a cliff next to train tracks in Jefferson City. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that a homeowner called authorities last night after finding the man and woman. The homeowner made the discovery after noticing an unoccupied car at the end of a cul-de-sac. Emergency personnel determined the male had severe injuries and the female suffered moderate injuries. The couple was almost directly across from the old Wrens prison on the other side of the Missouri River. The location complicated rescue efforts. The victims were carried along the tracks to a spot where their stretchers could be lowered by ropes to a sandbar to meet a boat. A Senate budget panel approved a funding increase for public universities while voting to block money from going to Planned Parenthood. The Senate Appropriations Committee on Tuesday endorsed a budget plan to provide an additional $56 million in performance funding for universities. This is an increase of about 6%. Governor Jay Nixon said schools would freeze tuition next year if they get that much. A House version of the budget proposed a 2% increase to all schools except the University of Missouri, which would not get any increase. The Senate panel agreed with the House provision blocking Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid funding. Abby Breidenbach, KBIA News, Columbia.